So it's not the end of the day yet, but the trip is over and I've actually been, I guess, traveling for more than a day. Let's say I've been awake for probably 24 hours at this point or more. Morning was easy, no problems. Got up, cleaned up the cabin, had breakfast, washed the bathroom especially, just to make sure I leave it in at least the same condition as I found it. Then I went to bother Brent. The cats were just falling over me somehow, but they probably felt like they could feel like I was leaving or something. But yeah, after 2 weeks of being there, they finally got used to it, which is kind of funny. It's just the day I leave. We went to go and border Aaron and Kaelin. Kaelin was in the fun box, we had a fun day of the day. But then they got dressed in the sweaters that Aaron made for Christmas. They did a group photo, which was very, very pleasant. Nice touch. Said goodbye, went to the airport. Again, no issues. Got some water from the water fountain, waited. First flight, no problems. Second flight, also no problems. I sat next to a very white lady, although it's still much better than what I had to go through before. And initially, disagreeable husband. Fun fact, both on the first tiny airplane from Hamburg to Vancouver, my phone was detecting my luggage somewhere below us, I guess, in the storage hold. And also on the big Boeing jet, it would momentarily lose track of it and send notification that, oh, we lost track of the suitcase. Last time, we'll see. I stayed. It's really funny. But yeah, then we were funny. Which is ironic, because on the way to Canada, we couldn't detect it. Now I was able to track it the whole time to the flight. But then this is how they make it into my flight for the Berlin. So I had to fill out the form and have it shipped back. Yeah. Interesting. Fact, the way the plane goes over being summer, it goes far enough, well, high enough and far north enough that it never actually gets dark. So they just turn off the cabin lights and I guess everybody closes windows and they pretend it's nighttime. So I did manage to get some sleep. Garmin says I only managed to get 1 hour sleep, but I was kind of on off. Definitely not high quality sleep. But I got the impression that the day has passed. I have to say I was really happy to be back in Berlin. Even without the suitcase, I think we should have to at least wait for it to arrive and register to the management. Track that part. Also mark my Chipotle chip because I lost just to see if that does anything, and I think so far it just doesn't work. I don't think there's enough people using it for the network. exactly the same feeling. And it's definitely more than on the road to Canada. But that was kind of to be expected. This way does feel a little bit more awkward. Yeah, we went back. Not with everything, but this suitcase only had clothes, so that's okay.